This is KUT. Today is October 21st, 2015, a day fans of the movie franchise Back to the Future have been waiting for all year. The day Marty McFly stumbles upon his older self and discovers hoverboards after traveling 30 years into the future in a flux capacitor-enabled DeLorean. The company behind that car used to travel through time in the movies has roots right here in Texas. KUT's Jimmy Moss has more.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The DeLorean DMC-12, the only car manufactured by the DeLorean Motor Company, a company whose creative and intellectual remnants now legally reside near Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. Well, technically Humble. So how did the rights to the most iconic sports car slash time machine in film history end up just down Highway 290? In order to answer that, we have to... Come on, Huey.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time.
John DeLorean was a highly successful designer at General Motors. Among his triumphs were the Pontiac GTO muscle car and the Firebird. 42 years ago, he broke with GM to start his own car manufacturer, the DeLorean Motor Company. After manufacturing hiccups and other delays, its first car didn't hit the market until 8 years later.
The DeLorean. Gull-wing doors rise effortlessly, beckoning you inside. The sleek, stainless steel DeLorean.
The DMC-12 hit showrooms in the middle of a sluggish economy and with mixed performance reviews. Desperate for money to save the company, DeLorean was busted attempting to traffic cocaine. By the end of 1982, the company was being liquidated. Joe White is transportation editor for Reuters and a longtime observer of the auto industry in Detroit.
The company was, you know, didn't have enough capital and just kind of collapsed. And so you have these incredible looking cars that didn't really work that well, but they look great. And now you have some collectors who think, you know, who obviously love them.
A few years after the last DeLorean rolled off the assembly line, it rolled into cinematic history. Back to the Future and its two sequels created something John DeLorean never could. They created interest in the DMC-12.
He got into trouble with the law, he got out of trouble with the law, but he was not able to build a sustainable company. I mean, honestly, the Back to the Future franchise has done more with the DeLorean than DeLorean itself ever did.
Enter Stephen Wynn. He took a shine to the stainless steel cars when he started repairing them in the early 80s. At the time, he owned a small mechanic shop in Los Angeles, specializing in British and French cars and DeLoreans. With no more dealers to service the cars, Wynn got bigger ideas.
I purchased all of their remaining inventory that they had left, which was in 1997. And with that inventory came the right to reproduce, right to distribute all of the technical specifications, technical drawings. So at that point in time, you know, we were about halfway there.
By the late 1990s, Wynn had moved his company, the new DeLorean Motor Company, into a larger facility in Houston. Shortly thereafter, Wynn says he applied to get the rest of DeLorean's intellectual property, which he says was legally abandoned. Wynn thought his new venture was complete. But then, we fast forward.
Into the future!
Or at least the recent past. In February of 2014, the estate of John DeLorean and his widow, Sally, sued the DeLorean Motor Company, alleging trademark infringement, among other civil charges.
We produced documentation of our purchase rights, our numerous trademarks, even evidence of John G. DeLorean's acknowledgement of our existence and what we were doing. And as a result of that, our insurance company reached a settlement with the estate. You know, unfortunately, it's a confidential de minimis payment to the estate. And now it's all settled and behind us, so we can move forward.
That settlement just happened Monday, 42 years after the original DeLorean Motor Company was founded, 33 years after the last car was built, 2 days before Marty McFly found himself in the Hill Valley of today. Wynn says he had an idea it would be great when he first saw the car, but he never expected this.
I knew it was going to be a special car, special, but obviously I didn't predict the Back to the Future movies coming out, of course, and that exposure, and now as the brand has matured very nicely, the interest and the exposure that we're getting right now is just tremendous.
So, as one man's dream has become another's, Wynn sees the investment paying off, and he'll make some money even if he doesn't sell another full-size model. In addition to a shop and parts dealership, he also licenses the rights to the DeLorean.
You know, from Hot Wheels cars to luggage to other branded goods, video games. Yeah, we've been fortunate to be able to do that also.
For which, Wynn has to thank the DeLorean's big role on the big screen. That's the power of love. Jimmy Moss, KUT News. That's the power.